This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me in the JPR studios today, the artist, the band, we'll get to that, Emmy the Great. It's Emily Moss and Company. Welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Thank you.
Okay, let's just start with the obvious. Emmy the Great. Is it a person? Is it a band? Is it both?
It kind of sways. I feel like when I'm on the road playing with a band, it feels like a collective group. And then when I'm on my own, I think to think of it as a collective group would be problematic.
Who have you brought in to round out the group today?
Today I'm with Danny Markham.
Hello.
Hi.
Jeff Fettig.
Hello.
And that is drums and effects and guitar and effects respectively.
Yeah, I mean Danny usually plays bass as well.
You are obviously, from the sound of you, not from around here, originally from Hong Kong, correct?
Yeah, I'm from England, but I was born in Hong Kong. But if you just heard my accent, where would you think I was from?
Probably England.
Okay, good, yeah. Good. I'm working
potentially
on that.
Singapore.
That's fine. That's right? Fine.
So Hong Kong, and then to London, and then to LA, and then New York.
Yeah, I mean, I was in Hong Kong until I was 11. Then I was in East Grinstead, which is a small town in England, where Scientology was invented, until I was 18. Then I went to London immediately. And I only recently moved to America.
Gotcha. Where were you when music started for you?
As a career?
Yeah.
I was in London. Yeah. I was at university in London, and I was interning at a music magazine and playing shows at the same time.
That's busy.
Yeah, I'm quite busy.
At what age were you when you started making music?
I don't know. Maybe like 21 or something like
really,
that.
Really? That late?
Yeah. I always thought I wanted to be a writer, but I was led astray.
But you still do some of that. We'll circle back around to that in just a minute. How did the three of you come to be the force that you are out on the road touring?
Magic.
Craigslist?
No. Yeah. I'm the Craigslist killer. This is an exclusive. We met through mutual friends and musicians about 3 weeks ago. Hmm. And now it feels like we're very close.
So you were already in London when you started playing professionally, or at least decided that music was going to be your career, and you have since been a couple of other places. How did those three vastly different locations of London and LA and New York affect your songwriting? Do you find yourself writing different kinds of songs based on your environment?
Yeah, I went to LA to start my album with a producer there. And during that summer, I was trying to find my sound. And part of that was saying yes to everything. And one of the things I said yes to was I'll move to LA. Hmm. And when I moved to LA, where the local indie musician, the head of indie music, is the guy from Maroon 5. So it was very different from the London music scene that I was used to, where indie is, DIY kind of thing. And I started making these songs with really big choruses and like big synths and big drums. And then I went to New York. I moved there because my boyfriend works there. And then my songs became angsty and detailed and all about like, how am I going to make my rent? And then I brought them all back to England, where they became a lot more grounded, because that's where I'm from. And English people are very practical and non-grandiose.
Emmy the Great is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The brand new record, literally just only had this a couple of days, is called Second Love. EmmyTheGreat.com is the web address. It's Emily Moss, Danny Markham, and Jeff Fettig in the studio today. What do you guys want to play first?
We'll do Part of Me, please.
When I carried you through a hall of wishes, never tried to see through your Halloween mask. You are part of me, you are a part of me. Kids in monochrome stop us, cause they wanna know which way the rooftop is. Tell them everything, you are part of me, you are a part of me. You are part of me, you are part of me now, you are part of me. You are part of me now, you are piece of me, your heart is a part of me. When we close our eyes, darkness is the reward, so just keep them open. I won't let you go now, you are part of me. You are a piece of me, your heart is a part of me.
That is Part of Me. It's Emmy the Great live on Jefferson Public Radio. Information on the new record at emmythegreat.com. So, Emma, this took 5 years for this record to come out. You had released some EPs in the interim, but between Virtue and this, 5 years.
Yeah.
Were you doing writing? What were you doing in that interim?
I wrote and released a film soundtrack.
Oh, wow.
And I wrote another film soundtrack, which is in development. I made a novelty album with my ex-boyfriend, which took some getting over. The album for both of us. I was making this album for about 3 years, and then it took a year for it to come out, which always happens.
Just the process.
I always miss that moment, because especially for UK artists, there's a moment where it's just X Factor and Adele. And that's about 4 months of the year. And I always miss the margin and have to wait till the next year.
On this new record, there are, and Virtue 2 to a degree, there are more electronic elements for sure, in a bunch of different ways. Were those elements that you brought to the table when creating the record, or were they brought in by bandmates or other folks, producers that you were working with?
Yeah, I think it would be me. I mean, I think like all album processes are pretty collaborative. You know, someone's a producer, someone's an artist, someone's a keyboard player, but you all do a bit of everything. But I would say that the direction is usually me.
So where did that come from? I mean, just in the setup and sound check today, you're playing keys, you're playing guitar, you're playing effects out of computer. So where does the electronics come from? Do you listen to that kind of music?
Yeah, I grew up in the like noughties, 90s era, and as well as guitar music, I was really into all the stuff that girls my age were into, like Destiny's Child and NSYNC and O-Town. And I think that's just, and Aaliyah and sort of like beats-based hip-hop and R&B. And I think that's just really deeply ingrained in my musical DNA.
Should we as fans be looking into or reading into the fact that the new one, Second Love, obviously has a connection to the first one that came out, First Love? Is there a story there? Is there a connection that we're supposed to make?
My EP was called S, and I really wanted this to start with S. And I brainstormed every single word that starts with S for a really long time. And Second Love came along, and I thought, that's really funny. Imagine if I was the kind of person who would refer to herself after only 3 albums. So, you know, like it's kind of like a big, dumb feedback loop. And also, my friend who does comedy has this thing about Mike Love from the Beach Boys. All his albums are like, they have the name Mike Love in the title. So like Mike Love, Not War, or like More Time for Love and stuff. And I always liked the goofiness and the silliness. So the title of the album is 50% really serious, because this is a second phase of my musical life, and it took me a long time to make it, and I emerged and was a new person, but it's also really not serious. It's also ridiculous.
Speaking of both that and referring to yourself, where does the moniker Emmy the Great come from?
That was my email address at university.
Really?
Yeah, it's still my email address.
In one conversation, you had talked about being your rap battle name.
When we were at university, we used to throw shows, you know, like at the university student union, we'd all do, 10 people would put a little open mic thing on, and we would just make up a name on the spot. And there was like a lot of, you know, self-titles that were fueled by this thing called Snakebite that we drank. So that happened.
And it just kind of stuck.
It didn't just stick. It was, it was the best of a bunch of names that were offensive. And it was the most safe for work.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Emmy the Great is my guest live on Jefferson Public Radio. It's Emma Lee Moss with help today from Danny Markham and Jeff Fettig. The new record is called Second Love. EmmyTheGreat.com is the website for information. What do you guys want to do next?
Phoenixes. The
Phoenix is headed west, cross country, Nebraska, Nevada. The phoenix has to leave its nest, but change is good for some. It is not good for others. First there were five, then there were four. Leafy changed his colors, that's for sure. River was your favorite, his eyes were aqua. He's in our history now, like Cleopatra and me. My screen grab beauty queen. Typed in something on the screen, like we were 17. Like we were 17. Like we were 17. Like we were 17. When we first met, we read Bliss. Soon we were too old for this. We thought that weight loss was survival. We thought that Vogue was French for Bible. Up on the wall, we put them all. Leafy changed his colors, that's for sure. River was your favorite, his eyes were aqua. He's in our history now, like Cleopatra and you. My screen grab beauty queen. Type in something out in green. Like we were 17. Like we were 17. Like we were 17. Like we were 17. Working out your next life dream. Like we were 17. 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 We were 17.
It's Phoenixes. It's Emmy the Great live in the JPR studios today. Second Love is the brand new record. Information at emmythegreat.com. Earlier, you mentioned writing. And outside of making music, you have also spent time writing about music. Writing music reviews, which I find fascinating. They're funny.
I don't really write music reviews, actually.
Well, you have done like best the albums that you didn't know were released.
Oh yeah,
and they're short.
That yeah,
and they're funny, really funny.
That is actually, no, I take it back. I did write a bunch of music reviews.
They're great. So what would you write about Second Love?
I used to know exactly what I would write about my own records. And now I do not think about that at all. I try to write mainly about stuff that's not music these days.
There's one, and I'm not even going to mention which album it was.
Is it Papa Roach?
No.
Okay.
No, but it was among that group, and you had actually written about it, and it's a phenomenal musician. You had written, there's something so boring about it, like everyone in the room is too good at what they do. They're kind of shaking their heads and grooving to the soft halftime beat from the drummer while tapping their feet at the exact same time.
It's Clapton. I don't feel bad about dissing Eric Clapton.
I need you here to help me review new music when it comes in.
You can send it to me.
Man. You said at one point in an interview that you gave that you definitely think that if you have a voice, you should definitely use it to state your case and not be wishy-washy. And I want to turn that question around a little bit because so many song lyrics, and I would say many of your song lyrics, are kind of open-ended. They're open for interpretation. So how do you juggle those two positions of don't be wishy-washy, say what you mean, and yet at the same time, leave it open for other people to interpret?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I don't just mean in song lyrics. I mean in moments like this, you know, have an opinion if you have an opinion, or don't pretend to have an opinion if you don't have an opinion. I think as long as I know what I mean by the song lyrics, but I can't be going around drumming it, you know, on your head and say, no, I demand that you know the entire history of this song and believe that that's what it's about. But as long as I know what it's about.
A lot of the artists that we have in for live sessions, to a degree, are a little checked out of the current music scene. You know, making music is a business and you're busy and you're on the road a lot and you've got a lot of logistics to deal with. You almost seem, from what I can tell of reading about you and listening to interviews that you've given, to immerse yourself in music. You listen a lot, you explore music, you discover things, obviously, from the writing that you did for the website. What is right now on your playlist?
Oh, can I refer this question to Jeff and Danny?
What is on Emma's playlist?
Didn't I like choose the worst song for the morning this morning? No, I think they should make a playlist.
You chose the Bee Gees, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
That's okay.
I chose a like really weird industrial sounding Bee Gees song.
Wait. I don't remember the Bee Gees recording an industrial song.
Well, you know, You Win Again, the 80s song.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it did not sound right this morning at 8 in the morning when Connor was driving.
Your pick for Hanson seemed just fine, though.
That wasn't mine. That was a mutual pick.
I was thinking which one I really liked.
Amy the Great is my guest live today on Jefferson Public Radio. She's here in the studio with Danny Markham on drums, effects, and vocals, and Jeff Fettig on guitar and effects and vocals. The newest record we are talking about is called Second Love, literally just out on Bella Union. Information on that disc and on Emma and the band at emmythegreat.com. I think I know what you guys are going to wrap up with today. This is a song that you have now recorded 3 times because you recorded 2 versions of it on S. There are 2 different versions of it on the EPS. And the song of which we speak is?
Swimming Pool. Jump into your blue swimming pool. Hey, rich kid, I wanted sunshine, your tan line, your good time, and your blue swimming pool. Love is something that I always thought I could never go inside. Now I've seen you here, I don't know how I even used to be alive. Can I stay here for a while? Watch it till my heart unwinds. Till I know I won't forget you in your swimming pool. Hey, rich kid. Shine.
your tan line, your good time, and your blue swimming pool. Love is something that I always thought I could never go inside. Now I've seen you here, I don't know how I even used to be alive. Can I stay here for a while? Watch you till my heart unwinds, until I know I won't forget you. And love is something that I always thought I could never go inside. Now I've seen you here, I don't know how I even used to be alive. Can I stay here for a while? Watch you till my heart unwinds, until I know I won't forget you.
That is Swimming Pool. It's music from the brand new record of Emmy the Great. They are live in the studio here today. It's Emily Moss, Danny Markham, and Jeff Fettig. EmmyTheGreat.com is the website. Guys, thank you for coming in. This has been a lot of fun today.
Thank you for having us.